Hi, good morning, everybody. To all of you who have joined us via this webinar, as well as our many listeners in Carlisle, this is Start Your Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London. Sunday, the 21st of June, Chof Tes Sivan, Tov Shin Pei. This week's shiurim have been sponsored, L'Lili Nishmas, Rachel Freida, Bas, Yibadu L'Chaim, Tevim Aruchim, Rabbi Leze, Mordechai Brenig, whose 10th yard site is this week, Gimel Tammuz. It is a huge kavod to introduce the chief rabbi of South Africa, Rabbi Warren, or Dr. Warren Goldstein, who is also the founder of the now annual Shabbos project that Torah Way have been part of with Shabbos-related shiurim and extended programs. We have tried to schedule the chief rabbi during his previous visit to London, and hopefully he will be able to address us on future occasions. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be back at our regular location, Kehillas HaEl Moshe, very soon. We thank the Chief Rabbi for managing to fit us into his busy schedule, especially needing to rearrange his appointments for his shiur today. Remember, you can always catch up on this and pass shiurim via our website, torahway.org.uk. And now, all the way from South Africa, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, on the topic of creating your world.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm so pleased and delighted to have this opportunity to speak to all of you and to share some words of Torah and to participate in this, which is an organization and a program which is dedicated to the greatest mitzvah of all, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You know, as Chazal say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and also we know the concept of kavata itim l'Torah. You know, setting aside fixed time to learn Torah is one of the very first questions that a person is asked in the Beis Din Shel Maala. So it's such an important mitzvah, and I know that this wonderful organization is dedicated to fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the hidur, and the kviyus and with commitment. So continued hatzlocha in what you're doing to Dudi and to the entire team. Well done on the incredible efforts and thank you for the opportunity to participate. So what I wanted to share with you is an approach to understanding tameh ha-mitzvahs, an approach to understanding mitzvahs. Which and the reason for mitzvahs, we use this term tameh mitzvahs, reason for mitzvahs. But of course, you know, whenever one begins a topic about discussing reasons for mitzvahs, we start by saying that the ultimate reason we do any mitzvah is because Hashem commanded us, and in a certain sense, anything beyond that is in the truest sense of the word is speculation. And also in a fundamental sense irrelevant. Really, what is so important is we do mitzvahs because Hashem is the mitzvah. He commanded us, and we do the mitzvahs. However, what I think is important is that and here I'd like to contextualize and really create a limitation for what I've just said. Because I said, in the fundamental sense, we do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do mitzvahs. And that anything beyond that is irrelevant. But the truth is, it may not be irrelevant, and it may actually be fundamental to the way that we do our mitzvahs. Because a question that we can delve into, and the only reason we can delve into this question, is because one of the greatest Torah sages of the Rishonim gives us the direction and the guide on how to do this. Without him having paved the way, we would not have the audacity to really even probe questions like this. But the way has been paved for us by Rav Moshe ben Nachman, the Ramban, in where he sets out an entire hashkofa philosophy of what mitzvahs are all about. And from his philosophy emerges that, in fact, it is important for us to delve into the mitzvahs not just, it's mitzvahs are certainly about our commitment and loyalty and obedience to Hashem, but there is another dimension to it, which is what Hashem wants from us in the deeper sense of the word, of what he wants from us when it comes to to our keeping of mitzvahs. And the Ramban established an entire approach on this, where he delves into a really fundamental question, which, as I said, if he had not done it, we would not have the audacity to do so. The Ramban delves into the following question. Does Hashem need our mitzvahs? Because you would say, he's asking us to do it. So why is he asking us to do it? And again, when we're delving into the realms of the motivation of Hashem for something, we obviously realize that it is beyond the realm of what we can know as human beings. But since we have the pathway of the Ramban, and the Ramban relies on the pathway of Chazal in the Midrash, that give him the pathway. So we have a Masorah on this. And the Ramban builds an entire philosophy of mitzvahs based on a Midrash where Chazal say they're going into the mitzvah of Shechita, of the shechting of an animal. And it says, V'chi ichbas lo, does it really matter to Hashem if we shech this way or that way? Which is a remarkable thing. So Chazal in the Midrash is saying this. And it says, V'le'la lo nitnu ha-mitzvahs, ele l'tzarek ha-sabriyas, that mitzvahs were only given to purify a person. And the Ramban builds on this Midrash, he builds an entire hashkofa when it comes to mitzvahs. It's a very, very choshuva Ramban. I really want to suggest that you look it up. It's a Ramban which lays the foundation for an entire hashkofa on mitzvahs, and it's so important that you go ahead and do so. It's a Ramban on Pashas Kiseise on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, where on the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. And based on that Chazal, the Ramban says something which is quite remarkable, and that is that the purpose of the mitzvahs is not because Hashem needs us to do our mitzvahs. Hashem does not need our mitzvahs, but we need our mitzvahs, and he wants us to become better people. And the way that he has given us the tools to become better people is through the mitzvahs. And let's take the example where he elaborates on this philosophy. And that is the example of this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Because in this mitzvah, we have to send away the mother bird. And in sending away the mother bird, we do so if we're going to take the chicks or the eggs, and so that the mother bird doesn't see us taking the eggs away or the chicks away. And the Ramban says, it's not because Hashem needs us to show compassion, but it is that Hashem wants us to become people of compassion. He's not commanding us in this in order to show compassion on the mother bird. Hashem doesn't need us to look after the mother bird. He can look after the mother bird and make sure that it is taken care of and that it has a life which is as good as it can be. He doesn't need us for that. He doesn't need us for the outcomes. He needs us to become people of compassion. So he says that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is not about creating the compassion towards the mother bird. And this he says based also on the Mishnah in Brachos. And he has a whole debate with the Rambam on it, but we don't have time to get into all of that. But what the Ramban says is that it's to make us people of compassion. And then he extends this to all of the mitzvahs. Because he says, take the mitzvahs that we have to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. Is that, through Pesach and through the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that mitzvah because Hashem needs us to remember his miracles? What does Hashem need us to remember his miracles for? Surely Hashem, his miracles don't need our recognition. If you think about it, even in human terms, do we really need the kavod or the recognition of another person? What does it really mean ultimately? And our sages teach us that we need to find a way of rising above it and not pursuing kavod. That we don't need the recognition of other people because ultimately, what does it give us? And certainly then from Hashem, who is completely above any of the human needs that we can identify with of ego, of recognition, of kavod, Hashem is completely above all of that. So why does he need us to remember that he took us out of Egypt? Or why does he need us to remember that he created the world through the mitzvah of Shabbos, if we remember that Hashem created the world, or that he looked after us in the desert with the mitzvah of Sukkot, or that, you know, all of those things. So the Ramban says this, Hashem doesn't need us to remember that, but we need to be people of emunah, of faith and belief, belief and faith in Hashem and his existence, and the fact that he is aware of what goes on in this world, and the fact that he intervenes, and that he has the power to overturn the laws of nature. We need to become people of hakaras hatov, of gratitude, that we need to acknowledge with gratitude what Hashem has done for us as Am Yisrael, and everything that he has done for us. We need to become people of gratitude. And so what the Ramban then says is that the mitzvahs are there to make us into better people. That is what the mitzvahs are there. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs, he says, per se. And he brings riyas from this, from Yerushalmis, from many different places, the very important Ramban, fundamental Ramban, that he elaborates based on foundational sources in Chazal, in Yerushalmi, in Bavli, in Medrash, and he builds an entire hashkofa of mitzvahs, that the purpose of the mitzvahs is to purify us and to make us into better people. And it's an entire mahalach in mitzvahs. And if you want to see this philosophy in action, then the place to look is the Sefer HaChinuch. And here I want to suggest something practical. I know this is a chabura, which is made up of people who set aside time to learn Torah. And I want to suggest that set aside time for the Sefer HaChinuch, and to learn Sefer HaChinuch from cover to cover. Because Sefer HaChinuch will give you the entire perspective of Tariyag Mitzvahs, of all 613 Mitzvahs, and that is Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, when we think about the Rambam is the only mechaber, codifier of Halacha, that covers the entirety of Halacha, the entirety of the Torah. It's not just Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, which deal with the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, which deal with the halacha that is pertinent today. The Rambam deals with the entirety of halacha. It's festivals and davening, but it's all of Orach Chaim. But then it is also the laws of criminal procedure and the laws of korbanos and tumah v'tayra and everything. The entire Rambam is Kol HaTorah Kula. What is the framework of the Rambam? So Rav Mordechai Gifter, late tells Rosh Hashiva, explains, he says a very important insight into the structure of the Rambam. And that is, you'll see that the Rambam is mapped out on the Tariyag Mitzvahs. I mean, everybody knows that the Rambam is the Sefer, you know, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he lays out the Tariyag Mitzvahs. But Rav Gifter points out that each section of the Rambam begins with the elaboration of the mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, which apply to that section. And essentially, the Mishnah Torah is an elaboration upon the Tariyag Mitzvahs. That's what it is. So when we say, what is Kol HaTorah Kula? Kol HaTorah Kula is Tariyag Mitzvahs. That's what it is in its entirety. And so I'm saying in that context, a very important Choshuv and Limud is to learn the entire Sefer HaChinuch from cover to cover, because it will give you an overview. Because the Sefer HaChinuch, the structure of the Sefer HaChinuch is that he gives the definition of the mitzvah, and he's doing it by parasha. He gives the definition of the mitzvah. He gives certain of the basic halachas of the mitzvah, and sometimes most of the time he doesn't elaborate in the details. He gives you an overview of the kinds of issues which are relevant to this mitzvah, and saying you have to go look in the Gemaras. But he, through reading through his short summary of all of the halachic issues relating to that mitzvah, you get the feel for the mitzvah in its entirety. And then he delves into what he calls the shorisha mitzvah, the roots of the mitzvah. And yeah, he gives his reasons for the mitzvah. But what's a very important thing to know about the Sefer HaChinuch, and that is, he builds his entire philosophy of mitzvahs on the Ramban. Okay, the speculation who the Sefer HaChinuch was, you know, because he wrote it anonymously. But all of the indications are is that he learned from the Talmidim of the Ramban. So we have a line which links the Sefer HaChinuch directly to the Ramban, and the Sefer HaChinuch himself says it. If you have a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Ki Seita, in the midst of Shiluach HaKein, the Sefer HaChinuch basically quotes verbatim almost the entirety of the Ramban the Ramban's Perush on the midst of Shiluach HaKein. He quotes it almost in its entirety in Parshas Ki Seita on the midst of Shiluach HaKein. And he says, he builds the entire Sefer HaChinuch on this. So, and then go have a look at the Sefer HaChinuch and the way he explains the mitzvahs. He explains the mitzvahs primarily in two ways. One is that there are certain mitzvahs that you need to create the basic infrastructure for a functioning world. Okay, that if you don't have them, you don't have a functioning world. Mitzvahs like Pruravu, Mishpat, Zeizdin, those things you need like for a functioning world. The Isra Ratzicha, v'chulei v'chulei. But then he says that if you want to understand the mitzvahs, you see that the other major way he explains all the mitzvahs is what it does for you as a person and how it makes you into a better person. The psychological, subjective, spiritual impact on the person. He follows the Mahalach of the Ramban in its entirety, saying the mitzvahs that we do are not for what we can do for Hashem, but what Hashem can do for us. That through the mitzvahs, he allows us to change who we are and to mold and create who we are as people. And that becomes the incredible power of the mitzvahs, that they are divine tools which are placed in our hands by Hashem as a way to create who we are as people. And that becomes our responsibility in this world, is to create ourselves into people who are people of compassion, of good midas, of faith, of gentleness, of refinement, of humility, of gratitude, of connection to Hashem, of appreciation. These are all of the midas that the Torah creates within us through the mitzvahs. And that is the approach to Sefer HaChinuch. So what I want to suggest is, firstly, to understand this Ramban, go have a look at the Ramban in Parshas Ki Seita. Look at the Sefer HaChinuch in Ki Seita. Then go back to the beginning of the Sefer HaChinuch. Learn the entirety of Sefer HaChinuch. Set yourself a plan to learn the entirety of Sefer HaChinuch from cover to cover, and I guarantee you that will be a life transformative experience, because it will give you the overview of the entire Torah, and it will at the same time will give you a map for what the mitzvahs are there for. And that's why, you know, in terms of the title of this talk and the shiur, it's about creating our world. And who's our world? It's ourselves. Each one of us is a world. And we need to create ourselves. And how do we create ourselves? Through the mitzvahs. And that's why it is very important for us to delve into the mitzvahs, because Hashem gave them to us to change us. So if we just go, and that's the other very important dimension of this approach of the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch and Chazal from the Midrash, etc., is because it is saying we need to look, approach the mitzvahs in a way that is not just about going through the motions of doing the mitzvahs. We need to approach the mitzvahs in a way that are looking at the opportunities of self-transformation. And this is one of the big principles of the Musa movement. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and all the Gedolei Bale HaMusa, the one of the major things they came to reverse in Klal Yisrael was this tendency that we all naturally have to go through the motions, just to say, listen, we're doing mitzvahs and halacha every single day, so it can become rote. And they came to say, don't treat the mitzvahs as something which is rote. It should be a transformative experience. Our davening should be a transformative experience. Our learning Torah should be a transformative experience. Our chesed should be a transformative experience. That we are not just helping the people around us. Hashem has many ways to help people. That's very important, to help the people around us. But it also is about transforming ourselves into people of giving and compassion and self-transcendence. And that davening is about transforming ourselves into people of the dveikus to Hashem. And the learning Torah is turning ourselves into people of chochmas Hashem, to have the wisdom of Hashem, etc., etc. All of the mitzvahs, that we can't just go through the motions of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs need to transform who we are, change who we are, make us into better people. If we're just going through the motions, then based on the hashkof of the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch, we are missing a major part of the intention of why Hashem gave us the mitzvahs in the first place. So really, the Ramban's philosophy of mitzvahs is a call which is echoed through the ages. It begins with Chazal in the Midrashim and the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and it goes through the ages, and then the Balei HaMusa pick it up. They pick up this approach of saying that mitzvahs should not just be things that we do by going through the motions. We need to truly live it in the deepest possible way. So that's a mahalach. So practically speaking, I want to suggest that the members of this holy chabura set aside time to learn this Ramban. Learn Sefer Chinuch cover to cover. I'll guarantee you that it will be a life-transforming experience in terms of your understanding of Torah and potentially in the whole way of Avodas Hashem, and live in the spirit of the Balei HaMusa to say mitzvahs are not just there to be ticked off and to be done. Mitzvahs are there to transform and to change who we are so that we can create ourselves. And that is the purpose of our lives on this, in Olam Hazeh, in this world, is to go through a journey of personal transformation so that when we return to Hashem, we say to Hashem, look at the life we've created. Look who we have become in this process. So elevated through the process, Hashem gives us the tools. He gives us the guide. He gives us the path through His Torah and through His mitzvahs. Let's embrace that. And yes, Hashem should bless you all and bless us all to grow in our Torah and mitzvahs. May He bless Klal Yisrael and indeed every human being in the world with health and with healing. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Bahatzlocha, and just continued Harbat Torah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you to the Chief Rabbi and to everybody behind the scenes for making this happen. We really appreciate it. And again, the Chief, when you're next in London, hopefully we can schedule you in person, and we should be back in Kilesa Moisha. Everybody should be able to be there. Our participants should be able to be there. And at least this is one of the silver linings of the situation we're in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Colton.
Thank you. Thank you. Just a mention to everybody that for those who've missed the share, who came on late, who want to catch up on the share, then if you visit our website, torahwaywa.org.uk, you'll be able to catch up on this share and any previous share. And in front of you, for those who are on the webinar, you can see the lineup we have for this week. We look forward to bringing you many more shiurim, and like we said, in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully back in person. Have a good Vach, have a good Chodesh. Kol Tov, everybody. Thank you.